Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hello, busy mamas. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. We are on, I think, day 4 of this disruption to the normal schedule where I'm going through 7 a day, so 49 altogether, doable changes that I think are really impactful in creating a healthy life. So here's the thing. These are part of a document that has 101 changes in it that likely over time I will even add to. These are not 101 things that you're meant to add into your life today or add to your to-do list or think about even. The point of it is to have this document that you can look at once a week and be like, what do I need to focus on this week? What can I play with this week that will move my health forward, my family's health forward, and really focus on that thing and play with it and fit it into your life and experiment with how it's going to work out best and what you can do to make it work. Because a lot of times we take all this advice in and all these strategies and all these tools, but then they don't actually fit into our schedules. And I personally am queen of this, where I'll write out all these things that I need to do in a day, but they don't even map to what my day looks like. And so then, of course, they don't get done, and then I feel bad, and then, you know, that affects how we eat, and, you know, it's like one vicious cycle. So the point of these is that one thing that you focus on for the week, and you may look at the document and be like, but I want, like, all these things, or at least 20 of these things, and that's cool, because you're going to get there, and you might even have some of them already in your toolbox. And what you'll find is that as you focus on one thing, it really helps you activate all those things that you already have and all those things that you already know just by focusing on that one thing. All right, so that is what I think about doable changes. And today we are going to focus on time and scheduling and planning and 7 doable changes from this list of 101 that focus on that. So this is kind of my favorite. This is my favorite subject. So let's dive in. So number one is make time on Fridays to plan the following week of meals. So if that is your doable change for the week, then you just have to figure out how to make that time. What does that look like for you? Do you go to a cafe and enjoy a lovely cup of tea and have your computer or your documents or however you plan out so that you can, you know, map out what you're eating and then map out how you're going to get that food into your house? So how do you get that time? How do you fit that time in? If you work all the time and you're like, I'm not going to go to a cafe and waste time on meal planning, I want to be with my kids, then set up a time and space in your home where this works. Maybe that looks like, you know, you come home and you sit at a table and you still have your lovely cup of tea or your great smoothie and the kids are with you and there's some sort of project they're doing while you're doing this. So you're all sitting together and you're planning the meals and they're drawing or, you know, making a plan for their own week or whatever it is. If you have little kids, I wouldn't make meal planning a democracy quite yet, but there's certainly little choices that you could give them if you want to bring them into it. Older kids can totally help you block out meals. And if all they're thinking about is unhealthy things that you don't want on your menu, then with older kids, meaning like over 10, start to have conversations of like, okay, you want pizza. How can we make that healthier? Let's think about that. What could we put on it? And so start to frame that with them. And that can be quite a lovely experience of bringing everyone together and getting it done. So making time on Fridays is number one. Number two, and this kind of will make that Friday experience easier, is create a schedule of meal themes that works for your family. So you can learn more about this notion, and sometimes I call it creating a rhythm on the Plan Simple Meals website. There's a blog post about it that we will link up in the description of this podcast or on the show notes. So I'm just writing down that I need to link that. So what this looks like is that you assign a different day to different meals. So maybe Thursday is always soup night, and Monday is always bean night, and Tuesday morning is or always oatmeal day. And it doesn't, these days don't all have to be original, by the way. If you're just starting to get healthy, you could have oatmeal day 5 days a week. That's fine. That's not the point. But the point is that you have this regular flow that makes meal planning so much easier. Because imagine if you're thinking, okay, I'm planning my week, what's on Monday? And you are pulling from everything in the world, it's a little overwhelming. If it's bean night, then you're like, oh, what can I do a little different with my beans today? You know, should I make a different kind of beans? Should I do our old favorite style? Should I make it more into a soup? And you're basically what you're doing is you're making yourself a better cook. You're not overwhelming yourselves with all the possibilities. You're pushing yourself to move that, whatever that thing is, forward. A lot of times when we can pick anything, we pick from actually those 5 to 10 things that we know best. But when we have this structure, we really push ourselves within that structure to do something different. Does that make sense? And it also is like my favorite tool. That same tool helps us plan easy better, but it also makes kids eat more because it's a safe structure. So even if they don't like soup night, they know that it's coming. It's just the way it is. It's not something to have a tantrum about. It doesn't mean that they don't move around their food, but over time, what you'll find is that you find ways to make soup that they like, and they find ways to accept it. All right, so that is number two, which is to create a schedule of themes, which will make that Friday meal planning session even easier. Number three, create a master list of the items you buy most often and where you get them. So very often shopping is something that's really overwhelming to people because it ends up taking a lot of time and you forget things, and then you go make that trip to Costco and you're like, oh, that's where I always get quinoa and I forgot it. So making a master list of everything that you usually get from a place is a great way to sort of bridge the gap. So yes, you're going to meal plan and you're going to figure out what you need for the week. But once you really learn how to plan, which is actually something, you guys, that we're going to dive into really soon. I'm super, super excited, but I'm launching a class just on this topic where we are going to spend 7 weeks together. I'm going to spend 7 weeks with a group of 40 amazing women, and we are going to literally hone in on this scheduling process. It's going to be so, so amazing. So if that sounds interesting to you, don't forget to go check that out on the plansimplemeals.com website, because it's coming up. We start mid-March and doors are going to open and doors are going to close. And if you've downloaded your 101 doable changes, that means that you've signed up to be on our email list. So you get our emails, so you will be notified. Promise you'll be notified when the doors open, but they're going to open for a short week to 10-day period, and then they're going to close, and then we're going to dive into this. So this is one of my favorite topics, so I'm going to touch on it lightly now. But so basically, there is a whole process behind, creating these plans in an easy fashion and writing a list in an easy fashion so that it gets you through the grocery store. But then there's also these things that we plan more on a monthly basis. When we end up doing this work, that are just those things that you always get, you always need, you get a lot of recipes that call for these things, and they're easy to forget, and that's annoying. So that's where making this list is really helpful. So for example, in my phone, my husband and I have a note where we share the Costco list, and so every time we're going to Costco, we just scan through it and we check our house and we're like, oh, is there toilet paper? Oh, is there more quinoa? Oh, is there more nori in the basement? Those are just some of the things that we get at Costco. You know, do we have frozen fruit in the freezer? Because these are some of the things that we don't necessarily meal plan for anymore, and we know we can get at a better cost there. So we just have these lists and we just check and make sure that we always have those things sort of in the pantry or the freezer. Trader Joe's is another one that I love writing a list, because I find that Trader Joe's has some absolutely fabulous things that you can't get anywhere else. And then they're always having new things that I'm wondering, huh, I wonder how that is. And so whenever I hear someone say they found this great thing at Trader Joe's, I always write that on the list just so I can go see if I think it's a great thing when I go. Something that I found at Trader Joe's, which I didn't have before, was a good version of before, was hot sauce. So they have a hot sauce at Trader Joe's, which I love, and has no added sugar, which is a very common hidden ingredient in hot sauces. So if you're a hot sauce fanatic like me, check that one out. Okay, so that was a really long-winded version of just making a list of all the items you buy most often and where you get them. So as you go into that store, you can just scan that list and make sure you haven't forgotten any of those staples that you always want. And I think that doing that list in your phone is great. And you could make that list over the, if this is your focus for a week, you would just make that list during the week when you think of things or when you're at the store, you know, whatever that is. Okay, so that is number three. Number four is, so we talked about making this plan for the whole week, and whether you do that or not, I love this strategy, which is to write what's for dinner each morning on a post-it. So a lot of our stress during the day and extra time spent thinking about dinner is literally just that. It's that we haven't committed to what's for dinner. And even if we have in our heads, we haven't. There's something about writing stuff down. So just write it down on paper. I can't explain to you why this little thing is so huge, but it just gets, it lets you off the hook. You don't have to think about it again. If you know what's for dinner before you walk out the house, then you can quickly make sure you have everything you need. If you even have a little extra time, then you need like an onion for dinner or some cut zucchini, then you can quickly do that before you even leave the house in the morning, and you've moved that forward. So writing what's for dinner on a post-it each morning is really, really helpful. It also helps you. So a lot of times what I find happens at dinner is that on those days when kids are complaining or don't want something, or, you know, I'm grumpy about cooking dinner, I find normally it's because I'm wishy-washy about what I'm making. So it has nothing to do with them. It has more to do with me. And, you know, I'm tired at that time on most days. So knowing what's for dinner just helps me be able to stand firmly in that energy. It's like a more energetic thing. And then I don't get as much, like I literally don't get as much whining when I can be like, yeah, this is what's for dinner. Of course, it's, you know, it was written in the morning. So that's why that doable change is quite powerful. So trying that for 7 days in a row might just change your dinner time. So that's a good one to try. I mean, not that they're not all good, but that's a simple good one to try. Okay. So that is number four. I sort of skipped over, so I want to make sure that I'm not skipping. Okay, so number five, I alluded to a little bit in a couple of these, which is move food forward throughout the day. So this is really important, because a lot of times, especially if we're working in the home, I mean, I feel like that's almost the worst, but working out of the house, no matter what, there's always little pockets from when you get up in the morning to night where you could be moving a future meal forward. So I talk a lot about moving dinner forward throughout the day, but at dinner, after dinner, while you still have a mess and before you've cleaned the kitchen, you could also move tomorrow's lunches forward or breakfast forward. You could soak some oats. You could, you know, get everything ready to pack lunches. You could, you know, put all the fruit that you don't want to cut till the morning so that it's fresh, but you could put it all in a section on the counter so you know exactly what you have to do when you're groggy in the morning and have to wake up and make it. So you're always thinking forward to the next meal and what you could do. And this helps when you're doing things like needing to soak beans, or right now I'm in the middle of a cleanse, and yesterday was like a little bit of a hard spot in that for me, because I was feeling just kind of like whenever I cleanse, there's a point where your body really is detoxing. And so sometimes you're a little grumpier, or, you know, you just don't want to look at all the food or whatever. And so just knowing what you need to move forward is really helpful in that. And doing things like yesterday, I made 5 smoothies so I don't have to, you know, really be in the kitchen if I was feeling like I didn't want to today. Because I really do love making good food, but there is this moment in a cleanse where I'm like, ugh. And I think I'm a little in that as I'm recording this. So I will probably be out of it by the time this goes live. So moving food forward, this is huge. And just thinking through what that looks like in a week, I also find is really helpful. So if you're looking at your week and you know you have 2 days where your spouse is traveling or you're in late or the kids have some sort of practice after school, like what can you do to make that easier now? So Sundays are a great way to move food forward, which moves me to my next doable change, which is to bake healthy sweet treats on Sundays. So one of the things as you move into a healthier lifestyle that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to move out of those processed products that you might throw in a lunch, like bars or, you know, cookies or whatever. So if you allot time on Sundays to make those things, then that's moving food forward for the week, right? Then all of a sudden you have these healthy cookies, or I love making a bean cake. The bean cake, the white bean cake from the Spunky Coconut is one of my faves. I actually make it with maple syrup instead of stevia, but I love that cake. And so then we have these things that I can feel good about the kids snacking on throughout the week. I also, you know, do other things besides baking, but baking is a fun one because it really gets you out of needing to go get that processed stuff. So that's, you know, moving a version of moving food forward. So that was doable change number 6, which is baking on Sundays. So if that's your change for the week, you might think of it on a Sunday and do it that day, or you might think of it and then spend the week really setting yourself up so you can do that. So maybe you're researching some recipes, making sure you have the flowers you want in the house, making sure you've cleared some time on Sunday to do that. You get my drift. So that's where a doable change in that focus just really helps you focus in, I'm using that word too much, zero in on all the things that you need to do to get that change really working in your life. All right, so my last doable change around scheduling and planning is to create a binder. So go to Target, find a cool pattern. I don't know. I always find these cool flowery things there. Get a binder that you love. If you're not a paper person, if you really are sort of an iPad person and that's where you find all your food inspiration and it's how you cook, like you have a stand and you look at recipes from your iPad, then totally do this digitally. But make a place where all these meal plans are. So if you've committed to making Friday meal plans, or you've started to collect different recipes that would be good for baking on Sunday, make a system for keeping all those things so you don't waste time recreating them or relooking for them. Because if you make a good meal plan, chances are in a couple months, if you have a busy week and you just need to pull a plan, or certainly like imagine if you did a year of meal planning, like no one's going to remember what you had last year in March. So you just pull that one out again and maybe you modify it a little, but you're not having to recreate the wheel and you're remembering things you did. Does that make sense? So save these things. A lot of times we will write a meal plan like on a chalkboard in a kitchen or a whiteboard in a kitchen. And I think that's a fabulous idea, but then you may not remember it. So snap a picture of it if that's your model, right? If you use paper, do the binder thing. If you use an electronic thing, figure out how to keep everything in Evernote or in some sort of notes file on your iPad or your computer. Does that make sense? So just create a place for these plans so you don't have to repeat them your whole life. And eventually, you know, I find even 7 years in, meal planning is still really helpful because life changes, you know. This week, as I said, I'm meal planning for me cleansing. 1 week, You know, you might want to plan because you're on vacation. Meal planning while on the road and homeschooling was all totally different than meal planning for packing school lunches. So there'll be different chapters of your life, and you will plan, because otherwise that's like that thing, that strand that pulls you forward always. But it's good to keep these things organized. So I hope everyone by now has gone and downloaded the 101 Doable Changes document that has all of these outlined in a way that you can just go scan, find the one you like, choose it, commit to it for the week, and work toward fitting it into your life. If you have not, you can do that by going to plansimplemeals.com/101changes. That's the number 101 changes. And you will get to a page where you can sign up and get that document delivered to your inbox. So with that document, and I'm going to say that I haven't mentioned this now, comes sort of a whole free mini class delivered over the course of, I think, 8 emails that you'll get spread out over the days that actually also spell out some of these doable changes, some that I've spoken about on the podcast and some that I have not. And I think in the second or third email, I don't have them in front of me as I'm recording this, but in the second or third email, one of the things that I do talk about is meal planning. And in there is the downloadable meal planning sheet that you can have and use as a template. So I hope that that serves you guys. So if you haven't gotten the 101 doable changes yet, go sign up. And if you have, then pay attention to those emails that are coming in that are all teaching different points through the 101 doable changes. And in there is a planning sheet for you. I believe that also exists on the Plan Simple Meals website somewhere, but I'm not exactly sure where. So that is a full safe way for you to get it into your inbox, into your hand, and ready for you on Friday. All right, you guys, I also alluded to the fact that I am opening the doors to this amazing class that is called Mealtime Mastery. Doors are opening soon. It is going to be the most amazing 7 weeks. If you are feeling at all chaotic, disorganized, unscheduled around food, but even bigger than food, I think. I mean, we're focused on food, but once you get that organized, you start to see all these other areas of your life get more organized. And as we talked about in the last episode, where we were talking about the house and how things around the house can really affect your food, and just like lack of order, that also gets pulled into these 7 weeks. So really it is about getting organized around scheduling and planning and all things food and mealtime. It's going to be amazing. And we dive deep into mindset in it too. So I don't know. I'm super, super excited for it. So if you're interested, just make sure to go to the plansimplemeals.com website. You can check out more information there. Coming up, it's actually not probably there quite yet, but it's coming. But the real way to find out about it is to have gotten this 101 Doable Changes document, because that means that you have also opted in to be on our email list. So just pay attention to the emails you're getting from us, because I will definitely be telling you when the doors are opening, and it's going to be a short window. We start sort of the second half of March going into all this material. I'm opening the doors at kind of an incredible rate because we are switching over our technologies. And so it's like kind of like a founder's circle rate. It's going to be amazing. And I'm looking for the 40 women who are going to really rock their schedules and their food this spring, summer, and going into fall. It's super exciting. So check that out. And I will see you guys on the next episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.